Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Has an incredible voice. Christopher Cross. Shagana was rocking with a little bit of yacht rock a little bit earlier on. That's the shtick that's on Sirius Satellite Radio when you bounce around there once in a while. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. And Brendan, you chose one of my favorite guys of all. I admit he's one of my guilty pleasures when it comes to music. What a voice Christopher Cross has.
Well, that's the thing. It's easy listening, right?
It's easy listening.
That is spectacular. It's so beyond my generation, but I don't know. There's something about that that just puts a smile on my face on a summer day.
Well, I can take this to another step here, Brendan, and it is beyond your generation, but in the summer of 1982, I worked for the student youth, and got employed by the Student Youth Employment Program and worked for HMCS Nonsuch, which was the we were the Naval Reserve. And that's when that song was out, and we spent a couple different weeks out on the big lake, not the one they call Gichigume. Another one, though, a little bit west of the city. Everybody knows where it is. And that's when that song was just rocking back in the day. So he had some huge hits. Unbelievable voice. Just, you know what? That pitch that he had. And we can tie this into sports. He's from Houston, and he loved the Tyler Rose of Texas, Earl Campbell. He loved Earl Campbell. So sometimes you'll see videos of Christopher Cross from the early 1980s with, you know, a crazy afro. And then he's sitting there, you know, adorned in the Earl Campbell. Super 70s, that Twitter account?
Yes, Super 70s Sports.
Yeah, that Earl Campbell and Bo Jackson are his two favorite, both who wore number 34, is two of his favorites of all time, of course. If you've listened to Oilers Now over the years, you now know a couple things. One, I really like Christopher Cross. I'm the first to admit. In fact, I'm gonna task you and Aiden with the goal here over the next couple hours here. See if you can come with a couple more yacht rock hits for me from back of the day, okay?
We'll keep it rolling.
You can never go wrong with Christopher Cross. So, yeah, absolutely. Big time. And as for Bo, if you listen to the show over the years, unequivocally, in my opinion, the greatest athlete of all time, Bo Jackson. And some people, how can you say that? I go, I'll tell you how I can say that. ESPN did a advanced analytics look at him and said, he's the greatest athlete of all time. We all know the stories. He played at Auburn, was the, you know, won the Heisman Trophy, probably the most explosive running back. This is a guy that ran a sub 4.240 at 230 pounds with pads on. Howie Long was on a podcast one time, says they timed him on grass, okay, with pads on when he first went to the Raiders. And Howie's telling the story, he goes, he just left the Kansas City Royals. So we want to see how fast the guy, because the guys are betting how fast he is. They're like, there's no way he can run a sub 4.340. And he goes, the first one, he ran at 4.19. We're like, with pads on grass. And they're like, that's, oh, well, that's grass. You know, we got to do it again. It's a little bit inconsistent. The second one he ran, he beat the 4.19.40. Okay? This is a guy who was in the Pro Bowl and the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, was the MVP, the legendary call of Ronald Reagan. So I love Bo's number 34, but Earl Campbell was a bruising back for the Oilers. His coach was Bum Phillips at one point, and he had one of the greatest lines of all time. Earl Campbell, the Tyler Rose of Texas, the man whose jersey Christopher Cross used to wear. Earl Campbell did not finish a 1 mile run. Okay? And so smarmy reporter goes up to Bum Phillips, the head coach of the team, and goes, what do you think about your number one running back not being able to finish a mile-long run? And Bum Phillips goes, well, when we have first and a mile, we won't use him in that situation. It was a great comeback. So there you go. There you have it. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax at World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. Brendan, a special shout out today to Ryan Whitney.
Wit.
Of the Spittin' Chicklets podcast for sticking up for Connor McDavid. He was getting worked over by some Denver-based guys. Who's the star of the Nuggets basketball team?
Nikola Jokic.
He's won a couple MVPs, right?
I think so, yeah.
And they're up now 1-0 in the series, and he's got a chance to win his first NBA championship.
Oh, did they play last night?
I'm with you, man. I was watching Kamloops and Peterborough. I could care less. Sorry. There's only one thing I care less than watching Vegas and Florida in the Stanley Cup final, and that's watching the Nuggets and the Heat in the NBA final at this stage. I'll be watching the Memorial Cup all weekend. They were going after the fact that he'd said that Connor McDavid was the best athlete currently of any sport on the planet and saying, well, he hasn't won anything. And it's like, you do realize you need all 20 guys to win in hockey. You're not sitting there with, you know, if you have three of your five, who's the Canadian that's on Denver that shoots the lights out?
Jamal Murray.
Yeah. Well, a guy like that would kind of help a team like, Denver win, right? Like, you got a Leon Draisaitl sitting there kicking the crap out of himself after the Oilers lose game 5 and game 6 because he wasn't good enough in those final two games. He's still leading the NHL in playoff goals. And he might end up finishing in the number one spot. So we'll wait and see on that. We're going to have fun on today's show. Joining us from Vegas, Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers for our friends at Abe's Door Service. And speaking of Abe's Door Service, service is their specialty. Visit abesdoor.ca. And at 105 today for Wow Factor Desserts, help yourself to an irresistible dessert delight at their new retail location, 3508 56th Avenue in Edmonton, or click wowfactordesserts.com. Brian Lawton. You know, one thing about Colin Ruddle over at Wow Factor Desserts, he's a thinker, and he likes to do his own thinking and doesn't like being told how to think. You know, like when we come on the air and say, go out there and vote, we're not going to tell you who to vote for. I expect most people are going to dig in. You know, dig in, you know, do a little bit of reading, have a little bit of, get information and work your way through it. Cause that's kind of part of the process, right? Like, in theory, that's what educational institutes are supposed to be about, is growing critical thinkers. Some might debate if that's currently happening anymore. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Canadian rock icon Burton Cummings. He'll take the stage June 8th at the River Cree Resort Casino. Tickets at rivercreeresort.com. They are open 24/7, 365. Excitement. Bet on it at the River Cree Resort and Casino. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to AshleyFineFloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. My personal handle is Bob_Stauffer, and Brendan Escott is available at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Yes, we are going to put the word out right now. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Not everybody likes pseudo mellow yacht rock songs. If you got one that you like, we'll see if we can work the music maestro in. You got any ones that are coming? Anything crossing your mind that you kind of like to roll with, Brendan?
You know what? I'm thinking that we might do a little Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, something along those lines. America is on here as an artist as well. I love A Horse with No Name, but that's maybe a little it's a little less yacht rocky. I don't know. We'll come up with some stuff, but definitely get your suggestions.
I have some time for America. There's what was that? Was it? If was that? That's that one I remember being pretty good back.
How about some Little River Band? I'd love that.
They're Australian, man.
It's reminiscing.
Or was did they have Lady too? Is that Little River Band as well? Or if I'm now cross referencing Hall and Oates and.
Let's see if I can confirm that on the fly.
For some reason, I thought Little River Band had Lady as well. Anyways, the great thing is our texters are on top of it. Not only this is how, you know, people at Texas show they're true Renaissance men and women, because not only can they sit there and discuss who we're going to have on the farm team down in Bakersfield, we can go to Baker Street as well. And then that'll lead me to talking about my buddy Dan Baker as well, who is a living legend. So there you have it. It is 12:17 in Edmonton. Top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Stanley Cup Final gets going tomorrow. I got Vegas in five. Did you not have them in Vegas in five?
I did, yeah.
Oh, that makes for boring.
People must think that we, like, converge or convene or discuss this before we go on air. We absolutely do not.
You're allowed to say whatever you want, provided you can back it up. That's mm-hmm. my theory. Like, if you can provide, you know, I mean, yeah, Florida, Reed's stuck by Florida every step of the way. He could be right here. He could. I'll give him credit. I mean, he took Florida to beat Boston. That's a courageous call. You know, like, I mean, Boston record-setting season. You know, Brendan, I have been getting some tracer fire. That's the war correspondent terminology for it. Some tracer fire. That's, you know, the shot before the shots get real. From people saying, oh, I'm seeing these reports out of Boston that they're going to target Ryan Nugent-Hopkins because they need to replace Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci at center. Do the Edmonton Oilers trade Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who, by the way, has no movement clause, do they trade him coming off the heels of a 104-point season? I mean,
listen, even if there was a remote possibility of that being the case, the fact that the projected return for this is Matt Grzelcyk, that to me means it's founded not in reality, but
no,
in hope.
Might be a Boston-based rumor. I mean, there's a guy I'd like to get out of there that's got a year. I'm going to be intrigued to see what happens with Boston. I have a healthy respect for that organization. They totally exceeded expectations this year. There's no other way to say it. Now, they didn't face a lot of, how do we say this, adversity during the course of the year, and I wonder if it caught up to them. I'll make a prediction out of Boston. By July 7th, of 2024, one of Jake DeBrusk or Taylor Hall will be traded out of Boston. That's my prediction. So basically, within a year of free agency starting, now Jake's got a year left in his deal. Taylor's got 2 years. They got money tied up in the wings with Pasternak and Marchand. They eventually have to move some of that money to center. I'd keep an eye on St. Louis. St. Louis has made lots of trades with Boston over the years, and Doug Armstrong's involved in everything. I do not see Ryan Nugent-Hopkins getting traded. I don't see him getting traded. And at the end of the day, Ken Holland, in my opinion, won that contract negotiation. Got an 8-year deal at $5.125 million. When we come back, we'll get to Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Work, where we're going to hear a comment from Kyle Dubas, the new president of hockey operations for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and we'll get to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. It is officially 12:20 in Edmonton. You're listening to Oilers Now. Did we get some official clarity? Because I believe there's multiple different artists that have had a song called Lady. Kenny Rogers, Styx, and that was who?
That was Little River Band.
There we go. Yeah. And that would have been, see, I think of the yacht, you know, yacht rock sort of range from about 77 to about 82. Jack Michaels just passed me a note. He's listening and said he's pretty sure Christopher Cross, like 79 to 80, might have been the most prolific artist out there. You know the song Video Killed Radio Star?
The Buggles.
I could have sworn that song's about Christopher Cross. Because really? With all due respect, Christopher, you know, no one would sit there and, like, he doesn't exactly look like the lead singer from Maroon 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that guy's name again? I met him in Pittsburgh.
Adam Levine?
Yeah, he was sitting next to me at the bar in Pittsburgh.
Is he a good guy? Because I have heard he's not necessarily.
No, it was quite funny. Right. We had a couple dudes that were on an Iron Belt road trip. And so they'd gone like Detroit and Columbus, and then we're playing in Pittsburgh. And I'm just sitting at the Wit at the bar, which is a regular occurrence. Jack would have been out visiting with his buddies, because Jack, of course, is from Western Pennsylvania. And I was having a steak or something. These two guys just come up to me and, hey, Stoff, we're doing this trip. And so we talked for about 20 minutes, and he's watching the whole thing take place. And then the guys told me they had a car. And this was on like a Tuesday night. And we're not playing till Thursday. And the Erie Otters are playing Wednesday. And this is in like February of 2015. Okay. So I look at the guys. I go, you guys got a car? And they're like, yeah. And my ears perk up. And I'm like, how about you? I said, you guys want to go watch Connor McDavid play in Erie? And they're like, seriously? I go, yeah, give me 2 minutes. So I called Chris Knobloch and I said, hey, I need 4 tickets to the game tomorrow night to go watch Connor play, ironically against Niagara. And so Levine said, watches us. I go, guys, we're going. So these guys left and he looked at me at the end of it and goes, you didn't even know those guys? And now you're going to jump in the car with them and go drive to go watch a game tomorrow, Uncle? Yeah, they're Canadian. It'll be fine. Do that all the time. They're hockey fans. So I thought he goes, that's great. Like, he was just like, that's crazy. He was talkative. He was a decent fellow. I mean, it was a brush with greatness. Not quite as awesome as when I met Robin Williams back in 1987, right? But because that one was, and thanks in large part to the Chiseler, the voice from a past back in the day. 12:25 at Edmonton. We'll save the Dubas thing for, how about we save Dubas for 1:35 today? Sure. We're going to go into NHL and WHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. You're a local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Well, the Stanley Cup Final finally starts tomorrow in Vegas. The Golden Knights hosting the Panthers. You will hear the whole series here on 6:30. Chad starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Patrick Kane had a hip resurfacing surgery. He'll miss 4 to 6 months recovering. Philadelphia promoted Alan McCauley to assistant GM. He'll work with Danny Briere and Keith Jones, of course. Habs and Michael Pezzetta agreed to a 2-year contract extension. Peterborough, driving the dagger into my heart, eliminating the host Blazers from the Memorial Cup in the first ever overtime period of the tiebreaker game. It was a 5-4 final, broke the heart of the hometown kid and captain of the Blazers, Logan Stankoven, as well. It was pretty tough to watch at the end of the game. So, the Petes now clashing with Seattle tonight in the semifinal. That sets up a date on Sunday with the Quebec Rempart.
I got to tell you this right now. Peterborough had no business winning that game last night. Kamloops is up 4-1. They dominated the shot clock in overtime. Olin Zellweger made an unbelievable. They just missed twice in the minute before the goal. And then Jakub Demick, poor defensive read defensively and basically created an open look for the eventual game winner. That Stillman kid, who's a New Jersey first rounder.
Is he a first rounder?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's a better fighter than his brother because his brother got dropped this year, if you recall. But Riley Stillman is one. Chase Stillman. Riley's the one that got dropped. He fought somebody good though. Riley Stillman. He fought somebody that could, because he took a punch and got. I forget who he got. He was playing for Buffalo at the time when Stillman got dropped this season. But Chase Stillman. I mean, Caden Banker is not a fighter.
No, not at all. But the hit that Stillman threw in the first place. I mean, that changed the game on its head. In my opinion,
I agree. And in the OHL, that's an automatic 5-minute major. Because David Branch has the toughest set of rules. I mean, he's basically neutered heavy hockey, hard hockey in the OHL. He has. He did. There's no question about it. He's the one that put in the fight rules. You know, we're not talking Fight Club. Like, you know, the first rule of Fight Club, you don't talk about Fight Club. Well, he went the other way. You know, he's like, yeah, not only are we not talking about, he goes, we are talking about not fighting. We're going to eliminate it all together. And then so you can't throw any big hits in the OHL, and you're not supposed to fight anymore in the OHL. But there's a different set of rules when we get to the Memorial Cup. Because I'm telling you right now, that would have been a major penalty in the OHL for Stillman.
They called it a major on the play and then rescinded it to nothing.
Nothing. And actually gave Peterborough a power play out of it. It's crazy stuff. All right, 12:28 in Edmonton. One of your favorites, Elliot Friedman, coming up. Bob Stauffer with you, along with Brendan Escott and company. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.